And we've been spending some time going through the Gospel of Luke, and we've been looking at a series called Lost. In Luke chapter 22, we find perhaps the most famous lost person ever in the Bible, and of course his name is Judas. And Judas was the man that betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver, which was the price of a slave. Luke 22 verse 3 says, "Then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. So he went his way and conferred with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he promised and sought opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the multitude." If you study the New Testament, you'll find that Judas is mentioned in all four Gospels. And also, in the Bible, we find that Judas is prophetically spoken of in the Old Testament. Now, who was Judas? Well, Judas was a disciple. He was one of the 12 disciples commissioned by the Lord Jesus, and he ministered with Jesus and the other disciples for about 3 years. Matthew speaks of this in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. "And when he had called his disciples," that's the Lord Jesus, "when he had called his disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease." And verse 7 says, this is what Jesus said, "And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." So Judas was involved in ministry. Not only was he involved in ministry, but he was also a close friend of the Lord Jesus. Psalm 41 prophetically speaks of Judas, and Psalm 41 verse 9 says, "Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me." This is a prophecy of the betrayal of Judas betraying the Lord Jesus. It appears from the scriptures that the disciples really trusted Judas, as Judas was the treasurer in their ministry team. So he was a trusted person. In John chapter 13, verse 29, we learn that Judas was the one that carried the money bag. Judas was a disciple. He was a person that was trusted, but Judas was a deceiver. Judas was a thief. I think perhaps that Judas had an idol of money in his heart. If you remember when Mary, the sister of Lazarus, anointed the feet of Jesus with the expensive ointment in John chapter 12, what did Judas do then? Judas complained. Let me read to you John chapter 12, verse 3 and following. "Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil, a spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, 'Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?' This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it." So Judas, even though he was a disciple, Judas was a deceiver. He was a thief. And I believe that Judas's love of money was a destructive influence in his life. And Judas is a warning to all that love money. 1 Timothy 6 verse 9 says, "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which some coveted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." As you read the Bible about Judas, as I mentioned, you discover that he's a disciple, he's a deceiver, and as you read about him, you discover that Judas was not a believer. Imagine that. Judas saw the miracles of the Lord Jesus. He saw Jesus feeding the thousands. He saw Jesus driving out demons. He saw Jesus walking on water and calming the sea. He saw Jesus healing the blind, yet Judas did not believe. Judas went to the best Bible school ever, yet he was not a believer. He sat under the most wonderful teacher that has ever walked this earth, and yet he did not believe. In John chapter 6, Jesus stated that those who believed in him would have everlasting life. John 6:35 says, "And Jesus said to them, 'I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.'" Verse 40 of chapter 6 says, "And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life." In that same chapter, Jesus talks about those that would not believe. Verse 63 of John 6, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him. Verse 68 in the same chapter says, "But Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Jesus answered them, 'Did I not choose you, the 12, and one of you is a devil?' He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he who would betray him, being one of the 12." Imagine being on tour, ministry tour with the Lord Jesus, for around 3 years, and seeing all the miracles, and yet not trusting Christ. You know, when I think of Judas, it's possible for people to be in church, for people to sing the hymns, to join in the fellowship, and go to hell because of unbelief. When I think of Judas, it's possible that people can be in ministry, preaching the word each week, and yet they are not saved because of unbelief. Judas, so close to the Lord Jesus. Judas, considered a friend of Jesus. Judas, considered a trusted member of the disciples, the treasurer, and yet he did not believe. Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" They're going to be terrible words that numbers of people that were in ministry, numbers of people proclaiming the Bible, and Jesus says to them, "I never knew you." Why not? Because they did not believe. They did not trust Christ as Saviour. What about us? Have you placed your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins? Is Jesus your Saviour? When you walk out of church this morning, what is your final destiny? Is it going to be heaven or is it going to be hell? What is it? You can be here hearing the word of God. You can be like Judas in a prominent position amongst the believers and yet not know Jesus as Saviour. 1 John 5:11 says, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God hath not life. these things have I written to you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Have you trusted Christ as Saviour? Now, when we think of Judas, we know that the other disciples, they had failings. They weren't perfect either. They made mistakes. The difference between Judas and the other disciples was that the other disciples believed. Let's take an example of Peter. What's Peter famous for? Peter's famous for, well, a number of things, but one of the blunders he's famous for is denying Christ three times. Yet Peter goes to heaven and Judas goes to hell. What's the difference? What's the difference between Judas and Peter? Well, Peter the denier was Peter the believer. Peter said in John 6:68, "You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Peter stated that he believed. He understood that Jesus was the Christ. What is the Christ? The Messiah, the promised Messiah for the people of Israel, the promised Messiah that would take away the sins of the world. Peter, even though he denied Christ, Peter trusted Christ. At Pentecost, Peter declared his belief openly to the Jews at Jerusalem. Acts 2 verse 36, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." There amongst the people in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, he declares that Jesus is both Lord, that is God, and he is the Christ, the Messiah. Judas was a disciple, but he was a deceiver. He did not believe. Peter was a disciple, and he was a denier, but Peter believed. Peter called Jesus the Christ, John 6:69. Peter called Jesus the Son of the living God, John 6:69. And Peter called Jesus Lord, John 13, verses 25 and 36 to 37. Now, the other disciples also called Jesus Lord. And you find that in Matthew chapter 26, verse 22. What did Judas call Jesus? This is very interesting. The other disciples call him Lord. What is Judas? He's been travelling with Jesus for about 3 years. And towards the end of the ministry of 3 years, what does Judas call Jesus? Well, he calls Jesus Rabbi. And Rabbi means teacher. He doesn't call him the Christ. He doesn't call him the Lord. He calls him Rabbi. Matthew 26, verse 23. He answered and he said, this is the Lord Jesus, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Rabbi, is it I?" He said to him, "You have said it." Doesn't call him Lord, doesn't call him Christ, he just calls him Rabbi. In the final act of betrayal in the Garden of Gethsemane, again, Judas calls Jesus Rabbi. Judas was a disciple, but Judas was a deceiver. He was a thief. He had a problem with money, and also Judas was an unbeliever. You know, even though Judas was a deceiver, the Lord Jesus loved him. Jesus died for Judas, for Jesus loves the lost and died for the lost. Luke 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Romans 5, 6, For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Jesus called Judas friend at the Garden of Gethsemane when Judas came for the final act of betrayal. Matthew 26:47. And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "Whomever I kiss, he is the one, seize him." Immediately he went up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. But Jesus said to him, "Friend, why have you come?" Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Judas the disciple, Judas the deceiver, Judas was depraved. Sin deceives, sin depraves, and sin destroys. And you can see the outworking of sin in Judas's life. Instead of living for the Lord Jesus and trusting him, Judas lives for the world and its desires, and his life goes on in a downward spiral. 1 John chapter 2. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. Judas starts out as a thief. Sin deceives him, and then sin depraves him. Judas decides to betray the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. That was the price of a slave. He betrays the Lord Jesus to the authorities. Matthew 26 verse 14 says, "Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, 'What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?' And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time he sought opportunity to betray him." Sin deceived Judas. Sin depraved Judas, and ultimately sin destroyed Judas. Matthew 27 verse 3. "Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he'd been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, 'I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.' And they said, 'What is that to us? You see to it.' Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself." Sin destroyed his life. Judas probably thought that suicide would bring the end of his guilt. Not so. When a non-believer suicides, it's never the end of guilt. Rather, they enter a place of never-ending guilt. In the eternal hell, the unsaved are plagued for eternity. They're plagued by the guilt of their sins. In their torment, they will forever think about their wasted lives, their foolish lusts, and their rejection of salvation and forgiveness that God desired for them in Jesus Christ. Imagine the guilt of parents who loved and adored their children on earth but never bothered to give their children any spiritual guidance. Imagine their loss and torment for all eternity as they'll never be able to see their children again, but more than that, realizing that their children will probably end up in the same place in torments in the lake of fire because they've never ever taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the story that Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16? Part of the rich man's torment was that he knew that his brothers needed to know about salvation. Then he cried, that's the rich man, and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Oh, the guilt of parents in hell that have spurned the Lord Jesus Christ and neglected the spiritual life of their children. There'll be no rest from guilt in hell. No rest from guilt for people that knew that they should have told their family about Christ. They have not believed. They're not there because they're believers. They have not believed, but they may have heard of the Lord Jesus. And they could have told people that they need to turn to Jesus as they've heard. And yet they're in torment. Revelation 14 verse 11 says, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. Judas probably thought that suicide would end his guilt, but he entered a place of never-ending guilt. Suicide can never deal with the guilt of sin. Only Jesus can deal with the guilt of sin. The hymn writer writes, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Sin deceived Judas. Sin depraved Judas. Sin destroyed Judas. And sin damned Judas. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. All of us here are heading for eternity. You'll either dwell in the presence of Christ for all eternity, or you'll dwell in the same place as Satan and his angels in the lake of fire. Revelation 20 verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. There are two types of people in this world. There are people that deny the Lord Jesus Christ, and there are people that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Judas did not believe. Peter said this to the Lord Jesus in John 6:68. You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Have you come to know that? Would that be your verse? I've come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Would you leave this place today saying, I know for sure that I'm going to heaven because of what Jesus has done for me? Judas ministered with Christ. He was a trusted treasurer. He was a friend of Jesus, yet he did not believe. Jesus said this of Judas in Matthew 26:24. Woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born. Judas needed to be born twice. Judas was only born once. He was once born, but he was never born again. And the Bible says that we need to be born again. When Jesus taught Nicodemus, Nicodemus was inquiring about eternal things, and Jesus said this to Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Have you been born again? Have you trusted Jesus as your Saviour? How are you born again? Well, you're born again the moment that you believe that the Lord Jesus took your sin upon the cross of Calvary and he paid the full price of your sin with his shed blood. If you believe that Jesus Christ is your Saviour, you are born again. There was a famous preacher called George Whitefield. And they reckon George Whitefield preached, "Ye must be born again," over 3,000 times. And someone critically went to him and said to him, "Why are you always preaching, 'Ye must be born again'?" And Whitefield said, "Because ye must be born again." Are you born again? A hymn writer called William Sleeper wrote a hymn about Nicodemus and Jesus. And his hymn goes like this. A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The master made answer in words true and plain, "Ye must be born again. O ye who would enter the glorious rest and sing with the ransomed the song of the blessed, the life everlasting if ye would obtain, ye must be born again." Judas and Peter, two types of people throughout the whole world, unbelievers and believers. Peter made mistakes. He denied the Lord Jesus three times. And yet Peter trusted the Lord Jesus. He knew that he was the Son of the living God. He knew that he was the Christ. He knew that he was the Messiah. One believer, the other an unbeliever. And the tragedy of Judas is that you can be in religious circles and yet not be born again. We need to examine our hearts and ask ourselves, am I born again? Am I a Peter, one who makes mistakes, or am I a Judas? And how sad it was for Judas. Jesus loved Judas. Jesus at that final betrayal called him friend. And Jesus went to the cross for Judas as well. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, Jesus said, "Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life."